Excerpt from How the Zebra Got Its Stripes. All the colored horses in the world were jealous of the white horses. The dark horses complained to the other animals. The white horses became so conceited, so arrogant, that they were despised and hated by all the other animals. The other horses plotted and schemed how they might knock the white horses off of their pedestal and make them realize that they were no better than anyone else. All the animals complained about the treatment they had to endure from the white horses.
"Bunch of them chased me for miles before I could finally get away," complained the fox.
"White horses drove me clean off of the road," complained the geese.
"They soiled my garden," said the rabbit bitterly. "They must be stopped."
"I have an idea," said the chimpanzee. "We build cages and lock them up until they have learned humility."
"That won't work," said the fox.
"The gods will just release them."
"Then we hide them where the gods won't find them," said the camel.
"In the desert," cried the birds. "But how will we get them there?"
"I will carry them," said the elephant.
"That's it then,"
exclaimed the chimp.
"Let's get started."
At Home in Midford by Jan Carone.
"I found out all about your neighbor," Emma announced.
"Really?"
"She's an artist and a writer. Paints watercolors for the children's books she writes. That white cat she has? Why, that's the star of her Violet books. Violet comes to stay. Violet grows up. Violet has kittens. Violet goes to England. You name it, that cat has done it."
She paused, hoping for some response, but got none. She selected another choice piece of information, as one might poke through the caramels to find a chocolate.
"She used to be married to somebody important."
"Is that right?"
"A senator," she said grandly.
"Uh-huh."
"Her uncle gave her that little house. Remember him? The old Scrooge?"
He remembered well enough. He'd tried to be friendly and had even regularly prayed for his unkind neighbor, seeing that he needed it. Nothing he'd done, including the delivery of an apple pie, had softened the old man's heart toward him. Then, 2 years ago, his neighbor had died, leaving the little white house empty and unkept.
"It wasn't actually the uncle who gave it to her," said Emma. "It was her uncle's daughter. Called her up and said she didn't want it. Thought Cynthia should have it. Said Cynthia was the only one her old daddy ever liked."
"Mmm,"
he said, looking through his phone messages.
"Never had any kids. Kind of adopted her husband's nephew."
She waited, having gone nearly to the bottom of her information barrel.
"Drives a Mazda,"
she said at last.
"With such vast repertorial skills, you might talk to J.C. Hogan about working at the Muse."
"That's more than you'd find out in 100 years.
"You're right as usual," he said dryly. "I think it's especially fascinating to know what kind of car she drives."
Emma pursed her lips. Deep down, she could tell he was thrilled she'd found out all this stuff. He finished putting his phone messages in order.
"And how did you learn all this, exactly?"
"I did what anybody would do. I asked her,"